Wendy Wilson, hope you had a great day here at Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. You ready, magical engineer Frank? Frank's on the board, and he's ready, I'm ready. We've got a great show, and thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network, WWCR and other networks. We are going to be talking about the menopause and VMS. Have you not seen the TV commercials for VMS? So we're going to talk about that, and we have our quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. Hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face, minding the time, because it grows short. And our devotional puts us in Psalms 107. It says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. And let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy." Amen to that. But, you know, the Lord is the way. That's what God the Father says. If you want to get into heaven, you have to go through his Son. And what you do is you confess your sins, make the Lord of Jesus Christ the ruler over your life, and find salvation. That's what you want to have. That's what you want to have. So mind the time. It goes short because he's coming back soon. And this invitation has an expiration. So don't squander the time. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, the quacker, Frank, is a little brief. First, last, but not least. Let's see. This is interesting. This is coming out of the Netherlands, where the topic of euthanasia has come up again. It's kind of an alarming new study over there showing people that have autism or other types of intellectual disabilities are being euthanized in the Netherlands. Experts are really concerned that the individuals that are being euthanized don't understand the repercussions of any of the decisions. So according to researchers at Kingston University, dozens of otherwise healthy people with intellectual handicaps or autism died through physician-assisted suicide in 2012 through 2021. Five individuals under the age of 30 died this way. They cited autism as the only reason or a major factor in their decision to and take end of life. So in this study, about 60,000 people elected to be euthanized in the Netherlands. So we talked about this a while back where the European Union countries and so forth were adjusting their euthanization laws, and they're trying to get that done over here in America. So the country's euthanasia review committee made some documents available. They released 900 of those 60,000 deaths, and they call that transparency. Many of those involved were older and were dealing with serious health conditions like cancer, ALS, and Parkinson's. However, there were 39 cases in the 900 documents they released that were autistic or intellectual disability type cases, and 18 of them were younger than 50 years of age. So some of them cited problems like unbearable loneliness, being behind the desire to end their lives. They said loneliness. For eight individuals, they said the sole cause was their desire to die was related to their intellectual disability, like lack of coping strategies, inability to adjust to change, and also the social isolation during the pandemic. A young man in his 20s reported feeling unhappy since childhood and suffering from bullying at school and the inability to connect with other people, and that's the reason he decided to end his life, and they obliged him. Yeah, a culture of death is what we're looking at. So, be on the lookout for that crossing the shores of America. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, so we're going to talk about menopause and the new thing that they're promoting out there called VMS. So if you've been watching TV, you probably have seen these ads showing a female woman interviewing people walking by if they know what VMS is. This stands for vasomotor symptoms often associated with women in menopause. So there is also a new drug launched with this new marketing campaign for VMS. And people, you know, they get tired of hearing about menopause. And many are kind of leery of the drugs that were prescribed for it. So here we have a new marketing approach and a new drug therapy for menopause. So we're going to check it out. So there was a study in 2018. It was in the National Library of Medicine Center of Biotechnology. They did a study on VMS, the vasomotor symptoms. They say very common for people, women in menopause, and science understands that menopause is a transition period women go through where there is a change in hormones associated with reproduction. So nutrition often is linked to the stability of the endocrine system that manufactures hormones for function. Thereby, the severity of menopause symptoms can fluctuate among women. However, science has drug therapies to sell those women who struggle with hot flashes and night sweats and irritability. Yep, that can be all a part of menopause. Well, according to the research, they said 80% of American females go through this menopause having symptoms so bad that it negatively impacts quality of life. They have listed most women in the moderate to severe categories, actually. And women who go to their doctor are told the symptoms will last an average of 7.4 years. Women don't want to hear that. I mean, if you're suffering from lack of sleep, irritability, night sweats, and all that, hot flashes, you don't want to hear this is going to be 7 years long. Therefore, female patients are under the impression that they will be in misery for this length of time. Other research from Penn University, and they did an ovarian aging report, and the duration, they said, is 10 years. So they're telling women 10 years of suffering. However, medicine ran into a problem where patients didn't want to get cancer from the menopause drugs that were previously prescribed. So the solution here was to rename a menopause drug to a vasomotor symptom medication and prescribe their latest drug to women called VISA. It's called a visolenidate, but VISA for short. Not VISA like the shopping car. It's V-E-O-Z-A-H, VISA. Okay, so what would be the difference in this VISA drug and the old menopause meds? Well, one of the first questions female patients have is, how is VISA different from the traditional menopause medications? And according to the drug companies, the new drug does not increase estrogen or progesterone hormones and is not a hormone replacement medication. So the drug VISA is a what they call a neurokinin receptor antagonist to supposedly reduce frequency and intensity of the symptoms of menopause by restoring hormone balance. And they do that. The drug does that supposedly by blocking their neurokinin peptide. It's a tachokinin peptide. And those peptides are in your brain. See, okay, so they're blocking this neurokinin peptide in your brain with this new drug that they're calling VISA. Okay, so stay with me on this, people. Stay with me. Now, this is kind of interesting about this medication. What could be the fallout of blocking these peptides in your brain? Does your brain need those peptides? Well, in January 2014, the National Library of Medicine Biotechnology Center published a study showing how important these neurokinin or tachykinin peptides are for your physiological function and control. Yep, these are neuropeptides, which are part of our gene expression. And here are the symptoms that are involved with these peptides. These are the functions. Central nervous system, immune system, gastrointestinal system. Oh, man. How about respiratory system and the dermal system? That's your skin. Urogenital system, which is means your urinary and your genital sexual system, peripheral and central nervous system pain pathways, muscles and their contractibility, your muscles contract. How about glandular system? So that means hormones, body fluids, ability to absorb, also ethereal lining of your internal organs, so that's important there, and like your liver and your lungs. So these peptides, real important, and they're going to block them with this drug. So what is more about this is, since these peptides seem to be keys to bodily functions, they have been the focus of extreme study in science. So in a nutshell, these peptides can make or break a person's disease defense. Without these peptides functioning as they should, we can have acute or chronic inflammation and pain, fibrosis, digestive disorders, be more vulnerable to addictions, have urinary tract disorders and infections, and even cancer. So science already knows if your neurokinin receptor antagonists are, well, they're very selective and potent, actually, in addressing disease. So science is calling them disease mechanisms, and they have already designed and targeted strategies regarding the peptides, and their plan is to redo or redesign them. You know, God didn't create it correctly. That's what science is saying when they want to change that kind of stuff. But here are the add-ons, okay? So science is also associating these vasomotor symptoms or menopausal symptoms women have. They're saying women are higher risk of cardiovascular and bone loss risk. So if you walk into your doctor's office and you want to complain about menopausal symptoms or these vasomotor symptoms, well, they're also going to assume you have cardio and bone issues. Therefore, a majority of these female patients are going to be prescribed bone loss and cardio medications. Here's a quote from the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology, September 2012. They said, "Emerging information from studies indicate that vasomotor symptoms may be linked to certain adverse physical health outcomes, including subclinical cardiovascular disease and lower bone density," end of quote. So science is kind of like got its little sandbox going here, and modern medicine admits they do not understand the full complexity of the vasomotor symptoms and the symptoms it produces. So science has kind of theories on why the symptoms occur and are experimenting with drug therapies. And science thinks it is the change in the reproductive hormones that brings about the menopause, but really doesn't fully understand the process. So healthy women transition through menopause with hardly any symptoms. How is that? So the hormonal changes should be subtle. It should be a smooth transition through menopause. That's what we're designed for. So if science would focus holistically on the body to bring it back to balance, then many of these common problems resolve themselves. But you and I know the answer to that. That doesn't make them rich, right? Well, let's just touch on this new drug, the side effects, the Visa drugs side effects. So this vasomotor symptom drug called Visa, or the vasolininate, has some side effects. And, you know, the advertising for the drug kind of minimized the side effects, and but there's more of a detailed list on this drug. Let me give you some highlights. Trouble sleeping, nausea and vomiting, loss of appetite, severe stomach and abdominal pain, yellowing of the eyes and skin, which would indicate liver damage, dark urine, another indicator of liver damage, allergic reactions like rash, itching, swelling of face, tongue, throat, dizziness, and trouble breathing. So patients with kidney or liver disease should avoid this drug, and it is required while you're taking the drug to have liver blood tests periodically, every few months. See, so when the liver enzymes spike on the blood test, they are, you know, the liver's being damaged by the medicine, so they have to take you off. So the drug is serious enough to require patients to also notify their dentist if they're taking it. And the drug does not interact very well with other medications, over-the-counter products, or supplements. Mm-mm-mm. Do your homework on stuff before you pop it in the mouth and swallow. See? But here's something. Did you know that our Creator God has provided medicinal herbs to help balance the endocrine system to make the correct amount of hormones for the particular time of life you're in? Yeah. Hey, regarding menopause, European women have used what are called the female herbs for centuries for the smooth transition through menopause. So a healthy lifestyle is also kind of going to be greatly assisting you in this respect as well. So you can function and balance and your endocrine system. So people don't realize they have this kind of power using what God created for us and what He promised in Scripture are for the healing of the nations and for the service of man. So be in tune to that. You know, that's a promise you can count on because God can't lie. So some of the female herbs you want to be thinking of when you're looking at products out there, well, you're going to see, you know, things like wild yam and dong quai root and Viatex berries. Now, Viatex berries can also be listed as chase tree berries, Demania leaf, licorice root, and hops flower. Those are the ones that European women have counted on for a long, long, long time. And depending on how you use those, you can balance the endocrine system that's manufacturing your hormones for your particular time of life. For instance, those six herbs can be used for improving fertility if you're in the childbearing years. They can be used for balancing your cycle so you can say bye-bye to PMS. And it's also for that smooth transition through menopause. So it's going to be, you know, how you're using it, when you're using it during your cycle and dose-wise on how the benefit's going to come out. So usually herbalists know that, you know, how to take these herbs and help people understand how to take these herbs for their particular need. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have several female formulas there if you want to check them out. They also have the calcium, plant-based calcium, if you have the bone issue. And they also have some cardio strengtheners there if you think the cardio system needs a little help. But, of course, the lifestyle is going to be a big, big asset for you. So, you know, really embrace, I think it'd be great to embrace the Mediterranean diet. So less cancer, heart disease, and diabetes, the folks in the Mediterranean, how they eat, you may have to tweak it, tailor it to your particular need. So, I mean, if you're on a gluten-free, that's great. You can take it, all the gluten out. So you can manage things without drug therapy. And you can help the body heal itself without drug therapy. So, you know, count on a few months, you know, 3 or 4 months for your natural therapies to start working for you. It can take that long to reveal functions and connections. So especially if you've been taking things that may have kind of derailed a lot of that, like birth control, maybe, for the females. So do your homework. If you want to give Apothecary Herbs a call, get their free catalog. Their number is 866 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., dial 828-469-5972. That's 828-469-5972. Web address, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. If you're on the website and you have email and you want to get some health information that's free each week, sign up for their newsletters. They have American Survival that goes out Tuesdays, and HealthQuest goes out on Fridays, so barring any holiday, of course. So if you have an email address and you want to get those, they're absolutely free. You can opt out anytime you want. And be empowered. You can also share that information with family and friends that you think may benefit from it. So thepowerherbs.com. Take the power back and be empowered out there. People want to be empowered, Frank. They're kind of tired of being subjected. They don't want to be slaves to stuff, and they want to be well. That's the difference. You know, I was driving in the car the other day, and I'm thinking, you know, practitioners don't know the definition of cure today. They don't. They don't really think about it. The definition, the medical definition of cure was to put a person back into their original wellness. So that means no more disease, no more symptoms, no more symptom management through drugs. It means a cure. But of course, curing people doesn't make an industry wealthy, so this is the problem. So your original medicine, which God created, it's not an alternative medicine. It's the original medicine is what helps the body heal itself. Just let it heal itself. And like I said, don't get impatient. You know, it takes about 3 to 4 months sometimes to correct an imbalance, to strengthen an area. So just hang in there and you can see the benefits and you'll be smiling. You'll just be smiling. All right. So we're going to be also talking a little bit about, we've talked about this a little bit previously. We got a few minutes before our break. We've talked about things that can interfere with your immune system. No, drug therapies can. Absolutely take an aspirin can because it lowers fever, which is an immune system response. So there's also some drugs that can interfere with the gland in your body that teaches your antibodies how to defend you. Think about that. Okay, so let's just look at an army. You know, and you've got drill sergeants and stuff, and they're teaching the young recruits how to do combat and defend themselves and this and that. So take away the drill sergeants, and this army is not very effective, is it? They don't know what to do or how to do it. They're kind of guessing. So you've got drugs that can attack this specific gland that can disable your killer T cells, which are your macrophage antibodies, and really put you in a world of hurt. So there's kind of been a long debate within science what causes autoimmune disorders, where the immune system seems confused and can't determine friend from foe regarding things like infectious pathogens or cancer cells. And for decades, medical science has told patients the problem that you have, the autoimmune issue that you have, is genetic. So it's all your fault. That's what they're suggesting. It's your fault. It's your genes. But this claim I have kind of debunked a bit with some scientific research showing that it is an artificial infection from vaccines that usually is the culprit, confusing your immune system. So we got some new studies now that we're seeing where science can teach your immune systems how to function, especially after vaccination. So they're deciding how your immune system should work is what that is. Here is a quote from the National Library of Medicine, 2015. Vaccines have been suspected of playing a role in inducing autoimmune disease and AID for a long time. Although science has not found the direct cause, there are many isolated cases or series of cases of things like arthritis, vasculitis, and central or peripheral nervous system symptoms following a vaccination that have been reported. So the role of adjuvants in your vaccines has been described by other teams and in a more general condition called autoimmune or autoinflammatory syndrome induced by the adjuvants. So thus, cases of autoimmune disease triggered by vaccines and adjuvants are, they say, highly rare and raise some questions about the interactions between vaccines and or adjuvants and the genetic content of autoimmune disease in general. Adjuvants. Heavy metals. They're made out of aluminum. What do you think that's going to do? Well, we're going to take a little break, and on the other side, we'll go through more of this. We'll be right back.
To the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Oh, thank you, Frank. All right, we're back from the break, and we're talking about the precious thymus gland. There's a study that was June 2022. Harvard Medical School published it. It was published in the July 2022 Journal of Cell as well. And they said, the report said how to teach your immune system T cells to discern the host cells from disease or infections and other cells. So according to their report, their science is saying they know that the thymus gland is involved in the immune system, but they weren't sure how at that point. So what they reported is that the thymus gland trains the killer T cells of the immune system, which cells are host cells and which are not. So friend from foe. So the thymus gland is like the drill sergeant of your army of killer T cells saying, okay, this is the enemy and this is our friend. So don't kill a friend, but kill the enemy. So this research also offers science some insights into the immune system's ability to adapt cells from other antibodies to another. So you have these adaptogen immune system cells. So let's say Frank gets the flu, and let's say it's flu A, and then 2 years later he gets the flu, but it's flu B. But flu B has some similarities to flu A. So your immune system goes and gets that antibody that it killed flu A with, and it adapts it to go kill flu B with it, say. And that's how fast and sophisticated our immune system, that's God's sake. That's the genius of the Almighty. So here is a quote from Science Daily. They said, the human immune system is a nearly perfect defense mechanism. So if it's so perfect, why do they want to change it? They go on to say, it protects the body from disease-causing bacteria, viruses, and other pathogens. It detects nascent tumors and eradicates them. It cleans up cellular debris at the site of injury or infection. They go on to say, science has known about the general principle underlying the selective ability of the thymus gland and the immune system cells for some time, but exactly how the immune system cells learn to distinguish between host cells and foreign ones was not understood. So the Harvard research is stating they've identified the mechanism that explains how the body's most powerful system of defense is going to educate your immune system cells to protect you. So they think they've figured it out. So this information, you know, this could be trouble. Of course, you know, the research is saying that this is going to help drug companies make medications for those with autoimmune issues. However, people would not have autoimmune issues if they were not given vaccines or they weren't given GMO foods to eat. So the lesson here is that the vaccines tend to attack your thymus gland, okay? However, science, you know, wants to reinvent God's creation, as we know. So here is a quote from Diane Mathis. She's professor of immunology at Harvard. She says, think of it as having your body recreated in the thymus. Oh, man. So initially, there is nothing wrong with the immune system. It is disabled or it's injured because the thymus gland was injured probably from some toxic chemical or heavy metal. And then science wants to rebuild the immune system for you. And the question is, what are they going to recreate? Diane Mathis goes on to say, this research helps us understand the adaptive immune system cells and how they acquire their ability to discern friend from foe. Glitches in this critical recognition system can have grave consequences. No joke. So they want to harness this power. They like this power. They want this power. And why would scientific medicine want to mess around with the immune system man was born with? Well, it's very simply about power and control. It's confirmed by their research. Here's Daniel Michelson, MD, Harvard Medical. He says, our immune system is super powerful. It can kill any cell in our body. It can control any pathogen we encounter. If this power is left unchecked, it can be lethal. So what science wants to do is send your immune system back to school so it can teach it what science wants it to know. And this research most likely will influence the vaccines of the future in controlling your thymus gland and thereby controlling everybody that's vaccinated. Daniel Michelson goes on to say, T cells get educated in the thymus gland, but it has been a mystery how the immune system cells can identify your gut or your pancreas cells from other cells before traveling or before leaving the thymus. So they're not really sure how that worked. Maybe that's God's little secret there, Daniel. Maybe you're not supposed to know. So the thymus gland can create different tissue cells called mimic cells of your body for the purpose of educating an immune system cell. So when vaccines enter the picture, they can disrupt the thymus gland and the protein expression of the mimic cell. So this can train the T cells of the immune system in a very errorous way to attack the host cell, to attack you instead. So the protein that gets corrupted is called AIRE, and this one protein was isolated by the Mathis Bionis lab, and upon that, it hinges the entire complexity of immune system disorders. Wow! Man-made autoimmune problem. Daniel Michelson says, our next step is to acquire an even deeper understanding of the molecule mechanisms that undermine your T-cell education and how these mechanisms play a role within the human thymus. I know people think they're going to do something good with it, but I see the problem lurking. Let's look at the thymus gland up close. So your thymus gland is located behind your breastbone, in front of your heart, and between your lungs. So the name of this gland also seems to be kind of a mystery. It was thought to have been named from the ancient Greeks because thymus is the name for cooking herbs, and the gland's shape looks kind of like thyme leaves. But some experts feel that the thymus is tied to other immune system glands like the tonsils and your adenoids. And it was the Greek philosopher and surgeon Galen who noticed that the thymus gland changed in size as we age. So it becomes smaller in adults. It's larger in children. So why does the thymus gland shrink then? Well, some believe it's stress. And normally the gland is larger in children and it begins to shrink after the age of 15. When autopsies of infants are done after they die of, let's say, diphtheria, it shows the thymus gland had shrunk. So the immune cells become three distinctive cells in the thymus gland. You have the cytotoxic T cell, which is the ones that directly kill your infections. You have the helper T cells, which help make the antibody cells. And then you also have the regulatory T cells, which are your surveillance immune system cells that patrol the body through your blood system, looking for things that shouldn't be there. So California did a study, San Francisco, this is November 2008, they published a report about autoimmune disease being created with T cells missing a single protein. The research was published in the Journal of Experimental Medicine. So, you know, remember I said protein switches are key in these vaccines? Mark Adderson, MD, professor of medicine, University of California, he says, a single mechanism may be at play involving autoimmune disease such as type 1 diabetes. Well, and they're linking type 1 diabetes to vaccine use. So the AIRE protein that came up again in this study as well, which would indicate a type 1 diabetes often linked to vaccine use, is created by the protein disruption and produces an autoimmune disease also. Mark Anderson goes on to say, we need to train our focus on the thymus gland where most autoimmune disease is triggered. Well, unfortunately, science does not want to connect the dots that vaccine use, heavy metals, kind of tampering with the thymus gland, creating these types of diseases. So what about the COVID serum? Well, how does your mRNA serums affect your thymus and your immune system cells? Well, the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology did publish some findings in 2021 on how the COVID serum will super inflame the thymus gland, called thymic hyperplasia. Here's a quote from that report. Hyperplasia of the thymus showed strong association to the immunologic response to the COVID-19 vaccination. Scans showed association to the vaccination occurred in lymph nodes and also in the thymus gland. Another study by the Multidisciplinary Digital Publishing Institute that was published in the Journal of Vaccines in October 2021, they said this. The thymus gland is a main lymphoid organ that regulates the immune and endocrine systems. The thymus gland generates mature T cells, which contributes to cellular immunity. Inflammation of the thymus gland leads to many inflammatory diseases. So the inflammation of the thymus gland leads to deformity of the gland, which cannot produce effective immune system cell outcomes, and it's recommended to use thymus-boosting therapies. So under normal circumstances, your thymus gland assists the immune system to fight infections like COVID viruses. And notice that the research listed endocrine system, which is also a reproductive system of the body, and this could explain why infertility is a risk when getting the COVID-19 serum, and it could also point fingers at why men in a certain age group of, 17 to 45 can get myocarditis, maybe because the protein mechanism is generated by testosterone. Yep. But I'm often asked, does science know what it is doing, or is it an assault? They're using vaccine treatments on purpose. Well, those are good questions, and I think medical science knows just enough to be dangerous. And in their research studies, they often state they don't know enough about the immune system, but they pump out all these therapies that impact the immune system in a lot of negative ways. So I do know that the quest to recreate man is their agenda within science, and I don't think that's a good thing at all. So you want to be aware. You don't want to be frightened and fearful, because fear comes from the devil. But you need to be knowledgeable, and you need to prepare yourself as best you can and protect yourself as best you can. So this is kind of a testing ground. You know, we're all here at this time in life because, you know, God predestined us to be here. So we need to do what we can and help one another and be a light, be salt and light, and stand our ground. Just say no to things that you know can be harmful. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have things like pandemic kits if you're worried about the next pandemic that could be rolling out. You just don't know what they're doing next. Well, then get one of those. You got a smattering of tools in that kit. And if you want to call Apothecary Herbs and ask them about it, you certainly can. Their number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. ThePowerHerbs.com. So that's where you take the power back. They do have several immune support formulas there. They have a catalog table of contents, immune section. Go to the immune section. Read up on it. See what you can use. The products are listed there. The ingredients are listed. Counter-regulatories are listed there. So you can kind of say, okay, you know, can't use this, but can use this one. And if you have any questions, give them a call. They're open Monday through Friday, call between 9 and 3. Usually they get busy in the afternoon with shipments. But thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. And get educated and informed and prepared. So once you have a plan, you're not so anxious about stuff, you know. Got your stuff. You're all ready. Lord can take care of the things we can't, so. All right, we got a few minutes, so we're going to be talking about our supplements. Now, you are probably aware of the WHO and the harmonization code that the International Commission has put together. A lot of agricultural industries and International Bureau of Animal and Chemistry, they're all in on this stuff for this food harmonization code, also known as the Codex. And there's all these codes now associated with foods and supplements. So if you're ever, like, shipping anything internationally, they're wanting all these codes when you want, you know, have a ship ladle. Anyone who's actually had a parcel come internationally, you've discovered that, you know, there's codes under these international harmonized system called HS. It's enforced by the World Customs and the Harmonization Tariff Schedule, and it's taken some time to build this thing. It's a massive system, and for instance, there is a code for each of the different varieties of cheese, okay? Not only that, the cheese has to display the proper name and the composition requirements assigned by that international conventional code. So this also produced more paperwork for things like shipping and receiving. It impacts costs and trade. And, of course, the creators of this whole, you know, code thing says that it's going to make everything safer. But it really it puts a huge ultimate control over all goods. See. So I once talked to someone, Frank, great guy, earthy dude, had, you know, some land, and, you know, his grandparents taught him about herbs and roots and stuff. So, you know, he's on this land and he's harvesting, wildcrafting some roots. And so, talking with him one day, he's like, well, you know, I would like to, you know, provide these great medicinals to people like yourself and other companies. And I said, well, I said, you're not ready to do that. I said, you just can't dig up roots now and, you know, sell them to people. Not really. I mean, not to anybody that's, I guess, you know, manufacturing medicinal products, because the way it's all structured now, you have to have that root that you just dug up. It's got to be in a package that's properly labeled and approved by the FDA. I mean, as far as labeling, you have to have the if you have the common name of the root, you have to have the Latin name on there. You have to list the origin where it was harvested and put U.S., United States. And then you would probably have to provide whoever you're selling that to on a commercial level a certificate of insurance. Okay, a certificate of insurance. And I would suggest having $1 million on that certificate of insurance. And because the companies you're selling that to, you know, their insurance underwriters require that certificate. Okay? And there's this huge paper trail that's just been generated, see? Huge paper trail, which, you know, I can understand, and most consumers can understand, that, you know, if you've got something that needs to be recalled, they want that paper trail. They want to know where the problem, you know, came from so they can stop it from happening. So I get that part. But I'm just saying, when you build these big these ultimate coded systems of control, It's just more paperwork, more burden, and more costs. So it's all going to trickle on down to the consumer. So, be careful what you wish for out there. But anyway, so I was talking to this guy. I'm just going to call him the Roots guy. And he says, well, I didn't know any of that. And he says, and I'm on a just double think doing any of it. He just didn't want to do it. I said, well, okay. At least you don't just pour a lot of time and effort and maybe funds into starting something up as a, herb supplier, a bulk herb supplier, and find out, you got to do X, Y, and Z, or you're just not going to be able to do it. So, so basically, there were 145 countries in 2011 that were in contract with the agreement under the WHO Food Harmonization Act, or Codex. 34 international government organizations are involved in overseeing this implementation of this Food Harmonization Codex code. So today, right now, we have 170 countries under the Codex contract. This is a strictly enforced program that is run solely by your bureaucrats. So European reports are stating your Codex Committee on Nutrition and Foods and Supplements is heavily influenced by countries of the European Union, Canada, Germany, and the United States over the other countries in Codex. So the United States has been trying to get this implemented here. And when they've tried to go through the back door, they've tried to come through the front door. And, people in America that are on guard and see this, they kind of push back. So here's a quote from Jonathan Edmund. He's the author of The Rise of Tyranny. He said, I estimate that as much as 75% of all the laws in the United States are now created by agencies completely bypassing the democratic process. End of quote. So when the European Union embraced the Food Harmonization Act, the Codex Alimentarius food, agenda, the control agenda, they lost 20,000 medicinal herbs right off the market immediately. 20,000 herbs people counted on to stay well because somebody on a committee said, we don't think you should have that. After hundreds of years of use, right? Empirical history says it's not a problem. Okay, so let me read this. We're running out of time. So it says the aim of your Codex has a list of goals, and many of them are covert. But officials are defending Codex, and they have stated that what I'm about to read you is misinformation, is not factual. Well, you decide. So we can see by this list many of the goals have already been implemented, especially in Europe. So here's a list. Support global trade of nutritionally inadequate foods. Support global trade of chemically contaminated foods. Support and drive global trade of GM foods. Give safety approval to GM foods manufacturing facilities. Approve GM animals for food. Approve 300 different food additives as safe, such as BHA and BHT. Support only large-scale agricultural businesses. Support GMO chemical additives and use 3,275 pesticides and irradiation chemicals on foods. Support the use of defective scientific analysis of nutrition for deceptive health benefits. Support hidden and non-organic ingredients on product labels. Discourage the support of community-based farming or food supplies. Increase the dumbing down of organic agricultural standards. Discourage environmentally sustainable agricultural methods. Discourage agricultural self-sufficiency of poor countries. Discourage potential risks and long-term exposure risks to food additives. And restrict therapeutic nutritional elements such as your supplements. Restrict beneficial nutritionals such as vitamins, zinc, magnesium as being illegal. and set very low maximum daily doses for supplements uses at a maximum of 15% of the recommended daily allowance. So nutrients above 15% restrictions can only be obtained through your doctor. So they want anything over what they think you should have, you have to have a prescription. That's what's going on in Germany and a lot of European places. We're quickly running out of time, so I'm going to mark my little space here where I stopped, and we'll kind of pick that up next time. And I'm not done with the list. Not done. But more on the other side, right? Well, don't forget to give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. They have a free product catalog they can send you. The number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Check them out, thepowerherbs.com. If you have any questions, give them a call or send them an email. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.